Public hearing is subdivision 2019-9, Christopher G. and Melissa A. Johnson.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 6.45 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the south side of Blackbird Road, approximately 1,050 feet west of St. George Road. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 13, Parcel 3.10. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record a preliminary subdivision plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and a waiver request from the forested landscape buffer and the street design standards, that is, as it is only for two lots. Thank you.
Before we get into that, just Mr. Chairman, if I could ask Ms. Cornwell a question. There was a waiver from the street design requirements, but it looks like it all has frontage on Blackbird Road, so is there even a need for a street at all?
There really isn't.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. If you would come on up. Introduce yourself and.
I'm Chris Johnson, Delmar, Delaware.
Well, good evening, Mr. Johnson.
Good evening.
You heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No, everything sounded right on cue.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have none. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mayor?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Stevenson?
I don't either, unless you just need me to ask some questions to get things on the record.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were not as good at
it. Okay, so basically, you are taking this piece and doing what with it?
Just a subdivision. Currently, not used to talking.
That's all right.
Currently, it's being farmed by a neighboring farmer. It's a hay field. We've lived there about 4 years. When we first moved here, we subdivided the east parcel, and now I'm just looking to subdivide the west parcel. It's just for future family financial purposes, children, inheritance.
And you're going to divide it into how many lots?
It's just one. Just to the west of my yard, there, I don't know if you have the actual design in front of you, but there'd be a line exactly cut out right there. And I forget, it's about 3 acres. So we'll have 2 acres on the right side east of us and then about 3 acres on the west.
Okay.
And I have no thoughts of selling it at this point in time, so it will remain in agriculture.
Okay. What other?
That's fine.
Okay, we're good.
Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
No, for me, thanks.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, would you, if you have any questions, please ask them. But also, if you would just, for the benefit of the commission, explain how this application gets to be here since it's only two lots.
This would be considered a major subdivision as parcels can only be subdivided so many times as a minor subdivision, and as you can tell, the last two numbers kind of indicate the number of lots that have already been subdivided out. So this parcel's been subdivided out at least 15 times. So that's
not
actually
by me.
Right, and it's not by one person. It can happen over the lifespan of the property. So the property can only go through so many minor subdivisions before it becomes a major subdivision. And unfortunately, there are no minor subdivisions left for this property. So if anybody wants to subdivide off of parcel the original parcel 3, they would be required to come through a major subdivision process because you can only subdivide so many times. But I do have a few questions.
Yeah.
Would there be any impact to the road?
No.
Would there be any impacts to the school?
Just bring maybe more people in.
Okay.
More taxpayers.
Are there any wetlands or woodlands or anything of environmental significance on the property?
No.
Are there any historical or cultural items of significance
Not
on the property?
Not to my knowledge.
Have you had a soil feasibility study
Yes.
completed?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that soil feasibility study?
My understanding was that was submitted, and unfortunately my representation surveyor was not able to make it tonight. So I can get that. There was one when we first built and subdivided. I have all that. My understanding was we were within the time frame as to when this meeting fell into place.
But it was still valid?
Yes.
Okay.
Coastal soils. Ooh, am I allowed to say that? I promoted somebody. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's who did. Oh, okay. I can drop names.
This would be the place to say
Yeah, they were the ones that did the original testing And like I said, I spoke to them about a month ago, and I was assured everything was in line.
Okay. I just don't have that in the file.
Okay. We would need that. And it, you just if you would, please make sure that a copy of that gets delivered to the office as soon as you can, because that is something we would need prior to making this.
Sure. Understand.
And I think that's all the questions I can think of at right at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Did he say when they're sharing the lane, or is it going to be a when you subdivide
it? Right on the road.
That's going to be up to DelDOT. And
there's
have to
150
get
foot of road
front,
so there would be a separate driveway on the west side.
So it's not
yes, sir.
Sharing that.
Yep. Yep.
Counselor, anything?
No questions. No. Just I will say this with Ms. Cornwell's explanation. That's just procedural. That doesn't mean, because they have to go major. That doesn't mean it has any negative connotations on the subdivision itself. So that's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right then. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-9, Christopher G. and Melissa A. Johnson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-9? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.